Hello, everybody. Today, the court is in session. Bang a gavel. Bang, bang, bang. Court is in session for the trial of Tavros Nitram. Now, what the fuck did this little boy do but kill Jade's fucking grandpa? Now, if you're not on Twitter, which if not, you know, blessed be to you. Good job. You missed a bullet there. But there a couple years ago, there was like this fucking weird discourse around Tavros, particularly by people who liked Vriska, about how Tavros was like an evil guy for various reasons. And I want to run down his rap sheet because it's funny. And I want to cover this stuff because a lot of people forget the facts and they might not remember stuff. So number one is like a meme by now, the Tavros is a chaser bit, which is spurned on by the two women that Tavros shows interest in are fan on trans girls, right? Jade and Vriska. Now, this point was blown out of proportion. This was made as a joke, right? This was made as, I don't remember who made the joke initially, but it was a joke about like, oh, isn't it funny how all the people that Tavros hits on are trans women, even though they're not trans women in canon. So Tavros is a chaser. That was never real. Or at least, I hope to fucking God it wasn't real. If it was real, God help yourself, whoever came up with that. Anyway, that's the first thing. We're just going to consider that out of the way. Tavros is not a chaser. If you don't know what a chaser is, that's fine. I'm not going to explain what that is. Because if you don't know what a chaser is, your life is so much better. You're so much better. Anyway, the second thing that I do want to talk about is Tavros's killing of Grandpa Harley, which is like the main event. This was going around on Twitter 2 days ago, I guess. Two or 3 days ago as of recording. God knows how long ago as of posting this. But Tavros's thing, you know, oh my God. Did you guys hear my cat? Anyway, Tavros' thing in discourse in, like, I don't know, 2018, 2019, 2020 was like, okay, well, he's actually a bad person because he killed Grandpa and then started hitting on Jade. And I really love that because, you know, this is a... He did kill a guy. Like, we're not here to litigate that, right? He did kill a guy. That was not a thing that he should have done, but there's some context here that people are missing when they say, oh, he just started hitting on Jade, and I want to talk about that, so we're going to talk about that. That's his rap sheet, killing Grandpa Harley. First of all, we should establish, what is the question being asked here? Because the question, like I said, is not, did Tavros kill Grandpa Harley? Because he did, right? The facts are very plain. He used mind control to control Beck, which in and of itself is kind of weird, even though Beck is a stupid fucking dog, to kill a man, a human man. Now, true, he did not know that he was killing a, you know, sapient person, not like an interloper on Jade's Island. He didn't know what the fuck that was, and he didn't know that it would kill him instantly. But he wasn't sorry for killing him. And that's what's important. So he did kill that guy. That's not under debate. Let's talk about what is under debate. Because what is under debate is essentially, is Tavros a bad person for doing this? Now, let's ignore the very important fact that people who love Vriska let her off the hook for a lot of stuff, such as, you know, consistently needing to murder people to feed her Lucis, killing Tavros, who is the subject of this video essay, killing, you know, a bunch of other fucking people. So let's ignore that, because that is not Tavros. We're going to be incredibly fair. Tavros's rap sheet has nothing to do with Vriska's rap sheet. But I'm just saying, in a world like Alternia, the fact that this guy is like, has one of the lowest body counts canonically, that's kind of, it's weird that there's so many people out there who think he's like an evil guy. It's funny. It's funny to me. So is Tavros evil for killing Jade's grandpa? let's look at the facts. You can be kind of evil in two senses, right? You can be evil in the, you know, you are an evil person and have evil intentions way, or you can be evil in the you are evil and do bad deeds way, right? And I don't think Tavros is either way. What I mean by this is there are people who, like, they hate the world and they are evil in the sense of, like, their feelings, their deep, dark feelings, kind of like Light Yagami. Like, it wouldn't matter what they did. They would hate the world and that would make them kind of repulsive. But they don't do any crimes. Well, Light Yagami did do crimes as a bad example. But you get what I mean. They feel in their hearts that the world is wrong and evil and bad, etc., etc., and they want to do evil things to do that, whether they do or not, whatever. And then there's the evil sort of presence. You know, this could be anything from, you know, a guy doing evil things because he thinks it's for the greater good, like Javert from Les Mis, or it could be, you know, an animal just fucking around and killing people, and this is an evil presence because he kills people. This has no respect for, you know, the feelings, just the actions. So it's kind of like feelings versus actions. And I think that on both counts, Tavros is off the hook. Let's talk about his feelings first. What are his intentions of killing Jade's grandpa? Well, his intentions are essentially to save Jade's life, actually. A lot of people forget this because no one brings it up. But Jade was about to die because grandpa left her outside on a hill alone, with literally two guns, two flintlock pistols. This is where the famous line, "This is why we shouldn't give babies dual-wielding flintlock pistols," from Homestuck comes from. So yeah, this was, you know, he mind-controlled Beck because he knew Beck was a first guardian, and he knew Beck could, take away the guns. That was his first instinct. His second instinct comes from, oh my god, someone is on Jade's island, and they're trying to kill her. After seeing Grandpa. That's obviously not the case. It is culturally what Tavros thinks because their culture doesn't really have... It doesn't have adults of the same species. So Tavros saw this guy and thought, oh my god, someone's trying to rob Jade. So I'm going to use this firing gun to kill him. So his intentions were pretty good. Now, you could say he was a little overzealous, a little too malicious towards this intruder, something-something castle doctrine or whatever. And you could say, well, it was not up to you to, you know, save Jade's life, and you probably should have stayed out of it. But his intentions were good. I don't think you can argue that. Wanting to save someone's life from a gun and an intruder is not bad. Let's say that, you know, you were in your house, there was an intruder in there, and he was going to kill you, straight up. And a man saved you. You would think, oh my god, thank god that man was there to save me. And I think that Jade is in somewhat of a similar situation, not because of the intruder part, but because of the, you know, playing with two flintlock pistols thing, which is very, very dangerous. That's not good. Do not let have children have flintlock pistols. That is my endorsement. I think that's pretty safe to give you that advice without a legal disclaimer. Do not give babies guns. All right. So that Tavros's intentions were not bad. Now, a lot of people seem to want to twist this into Tavros wanting to hit on Jade, and so he's like being a nice guy. And you know what? I can see that. I can see Tavros being a nice guy. He kind of is a nice guy in a lot of ways. He reminds me of Jerry from Rick and Morty. But Jerry's not in jail, right? He hasn't done any crime. In fact, he is very law-abiding, almost to a fault. Tavros, in the same vein, is a good guy. He is a nice guy outside of being a nice guy, if that sentence makes any fucking sense. But, yeah, it's not a crime to be kind of a cringy boy, right? Now, it is very funny to dunk on Tavros for being a cringy boy. I think that's fair. I think that that's fine, but that's not like a... It's not like a criminal thing, right? He's not evil for that. I think that even in Homestuck, he's outclassed by other cringy boys like, you know, Aridin or I forgot his name. Equius, what the fuck? He really is a void player, huh? But anyway, Tavros' intentions were good. I think we can all agree on this. you know, they might have been a little weird because he wanted to hit on Jade, and that is true. He does hit on Jade after this. But that's funny. Come on, it's funny. It's funny to watch a boy strike out. That's funny. Like, Homestuck's humor is very dark. Grandpa dying is something that happened so far in the past that it was at the point that it was, like, time manipulation stuff. But I don't know. I think that moment is very funny. So let's move on to Tavros's sort of presence in the world. Because he might not be evil in intentions, but you know what they say. The road to the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I had to Google that. I'm sorry. Anyway, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So maybe Tavros fucked up in some way and did this horrible thing. Well, yeah, he did kind of do that fucked up thing because he explicitly says in the exchange with Jade, you know, you weren't around to ask permission for this because you were a baby. I really wish you were, but I just kind of acted, of my own accord and killed this man. And I think that that does show a kind of a degree of danger from Tavros that is present in many of the other trolls. That because, like, they don't understand human culture and they really only understand murder and killing. Even someone as sort of soft-hearted as Tavros only understands killing. And, you know, it is through the monitor, and it is through the proxy of this dog, and it is through the proxy of a gun, but he does kill someone. That's fucked up. And, frankly, he doesn't really show remorse so much for it as, like, oh, God. He doesn't say, oh, God, I took a life. He says, oh, God, I might have insulted Jade, this person. But at the same time, that danger isn't present any other time during the comic. This is a one-off flub, right? And it's pretty safe to say that he's not going to make this mistake again, because he doesn't, and he seems to now understand after this conversation that parents exist. Because he says, what's a grandpa? Jade explains it. He's like, oh God, I shouldn't have done that. So yeah, he is dangerous, but he's also no more dangerous than any other troll. So if we're going to have that conversation about how the trolls' culture have primed them for being sort of dangerous individuals, then I think it's better to have that discussion not about Tavros specifically, but about the trolls as a whole, right? Because if you're going to say, well, the trolls are primed to be dangerous individuals, not only is Tavros kind of a weak example of that, there are other people in the comic that you could make that point about. So that point is kind of strange being directed at Tavros, especially given that most people who we're bringing this stuff up, we're Vriska likers, of which I am one, but I'm not, I like to think that I'm not fucking crazy. So there we go. Tavros is not evil. Tavros is not a bad person. Tavros made a mistake, and he made a mistake in a context that was, I think, kind of understandable to make, right? But I want to ask a more interesting question, right? I want to ask, why was this a controversy in the first place? And why does it still kind of feel weird? Because I've explained this in pretty logical detail, I think. I think that if not convincing you personally, if you disagree, then you can at least understand this point of view that I'm trying to espouse, right? I've made my argument coherent. But the problem is, why does it still feel a little weird, right? Because I've pointed out a couple things, a couple little contradictions that might have made you kind of scratch your head and say, "Oh God, what is up with that?" The main one being, Tavros does a lot of stuff that is kind of fucked up, but he is contrasted with these characters who do other fucked up things that we kind of don't register, right? What I'm saying is, when we see him kill Grandpa, that's alarming to us. That is upsetting, almost. But when we see Vriska killing someone, we kind of forgive her, because she feels bad in a different way, I think. Essentially, in life, we kind of take cues from others more than we think, right? When we are trying to hold someone accountable, a lot of what we interpret of their accountability is also what they will admit to being accountable for. What I'm saying more is, in the example of Vriska and Tavros, Vriska does not often show remorse for her actions, right? And if she does, she kind of says, well, I was pushed into this, and that's why I'm sad about this thing, right? When she talks to John in that pretty big conversation they have, she talks about being regretful of all the people she's killed, but she couches it in terms of, like, I'm sad that I had to grow up in this society, which is very different from actually being sorry about killing people. Now, I'm not saying these feelings are invalid on her part. I'm not saying that that's a bad analysis of this situation. But if you contrast that to Tavros, who is a more kind of apologetic person and a more sorry person, we kind of take more cues from his behavior about how sorry he should be about something. Because he is being pretty hard on himself at some of these points. He blames himself for a lot of the things that happened to him. And we as viewers kind of take his word for it because of how human beings kind of assess that kind of thing. And this is going to be a weird left turn here. So bear with me, please. But let's compare. I can't believe I'm fucking saying this in an essay about Tavros Homestuck. But let's compare accusations of adultery and, you know, sexual abuse by Bill Clinton versus Donald Trump. Now you might understand the content warning at the beginning of this video, but I'm serious. So Bill Clinton, if you guys don't remember, if you weren't alive or you just don't know American politics, he had sex with one of his secretaries or whatever staffer, and he essentially denied it until he very publicly came out and didn't deny it anymore. And he was very austere, and he took these things very seriously, and he kind of addressed them head on, either to outright deny them head on or to eventually accept them. And as a result, he was impeached. He was legitimately kicked out of office. He was no longer the president after this. And that's pretty interesting. Now, you compare this to someone like Donald Trump, who in the run-up to the 2016 election got all these accusations of just the most just absolutely garbage locker room talk you could ever think of. You know, you've heard it, you've seen it. And of course, this was about 20 years after the Bill Clinton thing. He addressed it in a completely different way. He didn't comment on it at all. He just kind of let it slide. He didn't have anything to say about it. If he did, he would blow it off. He would say it's just locker room talk. And essentially, all the same people who would have gotten so up Bill Clinton's ass about the same thing, and Bill Clinton, by the way, did probably, all his stuff was consensual, it seems. It seems, I don't know all the facts here, but you compare this outrage to this guy who just basically blows it off and doesn't care. And this is a man who has done a great many more, one would imagine, sex acts than Bill Clinton did. Again, I don't know. I'm just talking about the shit they were accused of. This isn't like a formal rap sheet or anything for either of these guys. But the reaction is very different. And you can see this reflected in Tavros and Vriska as well, because Vriska is someone who, if she doesn't apologize, she blows off her responsibility onto her society, which isn't wrong, to be fair. But then you see Tavros, who is more apologetic and immediately sort of submissive about his own role in these things. And it makes you think, like, okay, this guy who's done less is getting more shit from the fandom for doing less murders, comparatively. Why is that? I think that's very interesting to discuss, because I think the reason is just how they treat themselves, right? You essentially have this situation where Vriska doesn't care that she's killed a lot of people. She sees it as necessary for her own survival. Whereas Tavros, he has a more like, oh God, what have I done mentality, leading him to be unable to kill people. And when he does, it's more alarming. It's less expected. And it's interesting to track that in Homestuck fandom cases, because it is totally divorced from anything he actually did. It's totally divorced from any tactile events in his life. It is totally a product of how he is viewed and how he treats himself and how the narration treats him, right? So in summary, no, Tavros didn't do anything wrong. You're not, like, wrong to think he's a weird guy, because he is a weird guy, but, you know, that's fine. You can have a weird guy. He's kind of funny. I think it was kind of hilarious that he did kill Grandpa. I think that that was, like, played as a joke in the comic, and it was kind of like one of those dark humor moments that kind of prevailed the early acts and stuff. But yeah, I think that it's fine that he killed Grandpa early. That's my decision. That's my final ruling, and then I bang the gavel again. But yeah, again, sorry that took such a weird fucking left turn in there. But I don't know. I just see this a lot where people who are sorry for the shit they did get more shit for than people who are not. And that kind of pisses me off. And I don't know why that happens psychologically, but it's something that I've noticed, especially in terms of creatives in media who are doing, you know, nice things. Rebecca Sugar springs to mind of this. Or there was a controversy a while ago for the She-Ra community. And all of these things are valid as critiques, right? I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying that a lot of attention seems to get drawn on them, and more attention should be put on, like, you know, what did they do in the context of who they were? Is this really so bad? Is this really so criminal, et cetera, et cetera? Think about things more critically when there are accusations flying around. But that's kind of a stretch to include about this this fictional man. Anyway, if you guys tell me how you feel about these podcast-style episodes in the comments, I'd really like the feedback. I like talking as an orator instead of reading scripts, and I do have pretty bad dyslexia, so it takes me a really long time to make these scripts. I'd love to go into detail about my process sometime, having dyslexia, like not wanting to write down as much as I can, but for now, I'm going to end it here. I really appreciate it. Like I said, give me a comment if you like this style, and I might make more. See you later.